Refugees are welcome here. Say it loud, say it clear. Refugees are welcome here. Say it loud, say it clear. Refugees are welcome here. Thanks, everyone. We're going to get our rally started now. I'm Chloe. I'm a member of the Refugee Action Collective, and I'm really honored to be chairing this rally on Human Rights Day. And I'd like to extend a warm welcome to all of you friends, comrades. You've come here to show your support on Human Rights Day for the rights of refugees. And I'd like to start by recognising that we stand on stolen land, the land of the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung people, land that was taken by force, it was never ceded, and we respect the real owners of this land, and we stand in solidarity with their struggle for justice. And that struggle for First Nation sovereignty is connected with the struggles against racism and border imperialism. This country was built on racism, on many human rights abuses like slavery, indentured work, and stolen wages, the white policy, and the displacement of and exploitation of First Nations people. We will never achieve true justice in Australia until we achieve First Nations justice. We will also never achieve true justice in Australia until we achieve justice for refugees. Australia has been one of the leading countries in torturing refugees. Many human rights violations are happening around the world, but today on Human Rights Day, we are focusing on the treatment of refugees who continue to be attacked by both major parties, Labor and Liberals. It is an outrage that the Labor government made a promise in the last election that refugees would be granted their permanent visas. Well, to all refugees who needed it. But now it's time for the next, almost time for the next federal election, and they still haven't done it. What they have done is introduced racist anti-refugee legislation through Parliament. All of us standing here today welcome refugees, and we stand in solidarity with them, demanding with them that they receive those permanent visas so they can live in peace and have the right to vote, have the right to study, have the right to work, have the right to access things like Medicare, and be able to travel freely and reunite with their families after 12 years, after decades of separation. Permanent visas can end the cruel cycle of uncertainty and allow refugees to build a stable life in Australia, and that is why we are here. This is something that we can win here and now. There are refugees who escaped with their lives, and they have been here in this country for over 12 years. Some have been put through the detention regime, have been stuck on prison islands, and now they are stuck here in limbo. And we're not gonna let it go on. We're not going to wait another 12 years to get permanent visas.
Hello, everyone. My name is Adil Shahid, and I am presenting here REC. And today is the day which can be clear the human rights. We are standing here for the human rights, and we are in a, such a height of country which has a high of the human rights and Commonwealth. But against of that, we are every single line breaking with the human rights. So we need to be fix these problems. We need to be address these problems. We are not going to be go anywhere. Just say with me, say it loud, say it clear. Say it loud, say it clear. Say it loud, say it clear. I will call the next participant here, Abhishek. Refugee Council from Tamil, please come here. Thank you.
Free, free refugees.
Free, free refugees. Hi everyone, my name is Abhi, and I'm happy to see you all here. On this special day, we are all coming together to celebrate the universal Declaration of the Human Rights Day. What are human rights, first of all? Rights to life, liberty, security, freedom from discrimination, freedom from torture and inhuman treatment, right to equality before the law, right to asylum. Individuals have the right to seek and enjoy asylum in other countries when facing persecutions. Freedom of work and education, freedom of opinion, right to a nationality. Everyone has the right to belong to a nation. Right to family and privacy. There's a reason why we fled from Sri Lanka to Australia from the genocide that happened to our people. It's because we believed all the ideas of human rights I just mentioned before are being respected and implemented in Australia. And we trusted that Australia is a nation that follows the strict code of human rights. But after more than 12 years in limbo, I can tell you that all our beliefs weren't true about Australia. Or I should say, the mainstream political parties of Australia. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights, adopted on this very day in 1948, states that everyone has the right to seek asylum and the right to standard of living. Yet Tamils refugees in Sri Lanka are denied these rights in practice. Living for over 12 years without a permanent visa is not just a bureaucratic delay, it's a denial of our humanity. As Australian politician goes to the world stage to talk about their commitment to the international human rights treaties, we want the politicians to look at the Tamil refugees in Australia and our life story for a second. Men and women who came to this country on their early 20s, refusing to get married, just out of the fear of being deported and having to leave their loved ones here forever. Sons and daughters seeing their parents getting old through video calls and some not even able to attend to their parents' funerals. The teenagers and the kids who came to Australia when they are 12, 13, and even younger, who have lived and spent time in Australia more than Sri Lanka, who have no memories about Sri Lanka, who truly believes that they're Australians. What about them? What about their human rights? Or is there no human rights for refugees like me? We Tamils still hopes and believe that Australia is a nation built on fairness, diversity, and a deep sense of justice. I believe in these values, and I believe that together we can build a brighter future for everyone, including refugees like me. Let us make a Human Rights Day not just for celebration, but a call to action. Let us ensure that these rights are extended to all, so that no one has to wait 12 years or more to feel that they belong here. As a voice for all Sri Lankan refugees, I request the Australian government to honor its commitment to human rights and treat us in a such way. Already in our heart, we are Australians. Just make us Australians. We Tamils have been... We Tamils have been oppressed for years by the government forces in Sri Lanka, by the Sri Lankan forces. As someone who have experienced oppression in mass, we can truly understand and feel the pain of Palestinians and their supporters, and the struggles that they are facing all around the world. But as Che Guevara says, we have no right to believe that freedom can be won without struggle. We shall fight, and we shall fight together. Thank you.
Thank you, Abhishek. Free, free refugees! Free, free refugees! Free, free refugees! And that was really great to hear from you, Abhishek, and particularly about the genocide of the Tamil people and the Australian government. Countries like apartheid Israel have supported the genocide of the Tamil people. So thank you for speaking at the rally today.
So we have here Sanamati Varma from Human Rights Law Center, and she will speak you better than me because she know what is the human rights going on here, honestly. Thank you.
Hello, friends. Hello, comrades. Thank you for being with me again here today on unceded Wurundjeri country. This is stolen Aboriginal land. It always was, it always will be Aboriginal land. We are unwelcome, we are uninvited guests on this country, and I pay my respects to Wurundjeri elders past and present. Comrades, I feel like we go through a spiritual process every 4 years where we pray for anything other than a coalition government on the basis that they might do something better. And then we go through the same type of disappointment, and that is because the Labor Party is controlled by exactly the same forces that control every government in this country. They're controlled by the interests of business, they're controlled by the interests of landlords, they're controlled by capital, and they serve those interests and those interests only and not ours. And that means, well, what does it mean? It means a couple of things. The first thing, the most immediate thing that it means is just a couple of weeks ago, we were in Canberra, some of our comrades here from the ASRC were in Canberra, and we heard the announcement of the passage of three bills affecting some of our friends here today through Parliament by way of a coalition press-up, by way of the coalition immigration spokespeople saying that they held the pen on migration policy in this country. So what do those laws do? They do a bunch of different things, as we're going to see over the coming years, but the most important, I would think, from our friends' point of view, are that they allow for travel bans to be imposed on entire countries. We don't know which ones. They allow for people to be put in jail if they don't cooperate with their own deportation from Australia, no matter how long they've been here, no matter whether they have Australian citizen friends and family, no matter how much they are a part of the community. And they allow for phones to be stripped away from people in immigration detention who are looking to challenge their own detention, as they have been over the past many years. We know that our government has been illegally detaining people. So what can we call these laws other than an attack, a frontal attack on migrant and refugee communities in this country? We have no idea how many people are going to be affected. Some estimate that it's 80,000, but that's just the criminalisation part. That doesn't really answer for how many people are going to be separated from their families if travel bans come into effect. So what is the second thing that we learn from this constant electoral cycle, this constant electoral disappointment? And that is, I think, from my humble point of view, that we need to build the type of movements that don't pin our hopes to our political fortunes one way or another, that don't believe in categories, in achieving something for some groups of people some of the time, but that recognise no distinctions between people based on visa status, based on who they are, based on where they came from, but that recognise that everyone has a right to freely move. And once they're here in Australia and they've built a community here, a piece of paper doesn't define their belonging. In other words, we have to build the type of movements that ignore what governments tell us, and sometimes, even if necessary, ignore the law, because that is the only way that we will win for our friends. The time to stand up for them is now. Thank you.
Thanks, and Marty. Well, we're going to go on a march soon, but before we do, I'd just like to remind everybody that there is a Free Palestine and Free Refugee Rally on the 12th of January next year. And that's organised by WAVE, that is the Refugee Women Action for Visa Equality, the United Workers Union, and the Tamil Refugee Council. So please mark that in your calendars. We want to support that rally. Also, next year, the Refugee Action Collective will be holding a forum on what these new anti-migrant bills mean. So look out for that information, head to the RAC website, go visit our stall, and please join the collective and get involved. We're a democratic grassroots activist group, and we've been campaigning for refugee rights for over 20 years, so please get involved. I'd like to also mention the organisations who supported this rally, groups like the Combined Refugee Action Group, the Tamil Refugee Council, Free Palestine Melbourne, Friends of the Earth, the Kensington Neighbourhood House, the Rural Australians for Refugees, the Brigidine Asylum Seekers Project, Bayside Refugee Advocacy and Support Association. I haven't mentioned all of them because there was quite a large amount of organisations that endorsed this rally. So please keep an eye on them. They are the groups that are organising and then continue to organise, so please support them.